Virginia Democrat moves to squash oversight of nonprofits after Somali fraud scandal. By Sean Moran on January 22, 2026. A Virginia state Democrat introduced a bill that would bar the state from verifying eligibility to receive federal taxpayer benefits. No state agency responsible for the administration of federal funds shall impose a requirement on a nonprofit charitable organization providing a federal public benefit to determine, verify, or otherwise require proof of eligibility of any applicant for such benefits, the one-page bill stated, which was proposed by State Delegate Jessica Anderson. The Dominion State Democrats' bill was introduced as the nation has increasingly scrutinized the misuse of taxpayer funds. The Trump administration has moved to clamp down on fraud across many federal benefit programs. Billions of dollars of taxpayer funds have been lost due to fraud related to Minnesota's Somali community. The Department of Justice, DOJ, charged at least 78 people as part of the Feeding Our Future scandal, named for a Somali-linked nonprofit that bilked taxpayers of $250 million. Those accused reportedly faked invoices, attendance records, and the distribution of meals in low-income and other areas in Minnesota. Fox Business wrote. Following the scandal, the Trump administration sent federal authorities to crack down on businesses engaging in fraudulent activity in Minnesota. In addition to Anderson's bill, newly sworn-in Democratic Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger has ushered in a new host of progressive policies that have been heavily criticized by Republicans, including repealing an executive action by her predecessor that now forbids local and state law enforcement from cooperating with federal immigration authorities. President Donald Trump reportedly ended temporary protected status, TPS, for Somalia, which will affect thousands of Somalis living in the United States. Temporary means temporary. Country conditions in Somalia have improved to the point that it no longer meets the law's requirement for temporary protected status, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Kristi Noem said in a statement. Further, allowing Somali nationals to remain temporarily in the United States is contrary to our national interests. We are putting Americans first, she added.